Joining us now to talk about baseball is Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us most Fridays about sports and the business of sports. Welcome back, Stefan.
Hi, Robert.
You know, we talked last week about whether there's a big disadvantage in being a wild card team and not having a home field advantage. Last night in Cleveland, I thought the home field advantage worked for a young, inexperienced team, Cleveland, that had won their division. And even though they got up to a rocky start, they put it all back together again in a way that might have been a lot harder, I thought, if they'd been in Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park doing that.
And it was a loud crowd, no arguing that, and it had to help this team psychologically. You know, players are players. They get a boost when they hear their fans cheering for them. Of course, the Yankees could win the next three games and move on in the playoffs, and we will have forgotten that game. Mm-hmm. And I still stand by the data, Robert, that says that wild card teams have won 26 out of 46 playoff series, and that there is nothing predictable about baseball in October because these series are so short. And what I'm about to say is completely irrelevant to being a fan, but the eight teams that are playing right now will determine a World Series champion and not the best team in baseball, and there is a difference. As for the wild card, what about the National League, though?
Yeah, in the National League, the wild card team, Colorado Rockies, have been playing awfully well, winning the first two games of their series against Philadelphia.
On the road in Philadelphia, and Colorado has now won 16 of the last 17 baseball games that it's played. We talked last week about the possibility of a four-way tie in the National League and a slew of one-game playoffs. In the end, Colorado and San Diego were the only teams who needed to play that extra game. The Rockies won, of course. Their streak is one of the greatest in baseball history. And if this continues when they go back to Denver over the weekend, East Coast fans are going to have no choice but to know who Troy Tulowitzki is.
He's the rookie shortstop of the Colorado Rockies. Now, the other playoff team from the National League West is Arizona, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they won both of their games at home over the Chicago Cubs.
So you've got Arizona and Colorado up 2-0. Not the most glamorous teams here, not the most mediagenic teams, especially when compared to their opponents. The Cubs, they've got their history, no World Series since 1908, the near miss against the Florida Marlins 4 years ago when the fan interfered with a catchable foul ball near the end of the game, curses, all that stuff. The Phillies have their history, the fact that they made the playoffs after the epic collapse of the New York Mets. But Arizona and Colorado were the only two National League teams to win 90 games in the regular season. They pitched very well in the first two games of the playoffs. Over the weekend, there'll be less star power on the mound, as you'd expect for the two West teams, especially Arizona, and that could help extend those series. We'll see.
Let's talk about money for a moment here, and the Yankees and the Red Sox, which have the two top payrolls in baseball once again, and they're both in the postseason. But this is not a postseason year that involves only the rich and the slightly less rich.
Yeah, New York, $195 million payroll. Boston, $143 million. After that, there's a big drop-off. The Los Angeles Angels were fifth, the Cubs eighth, the Phillies 14th, top half of the sport. But after that, look at the rest of the playoff teams. The Indians, 23rd in payroll. The Rockies, 25th. The Diamondbacks, 26th. Baseball is in a much, much better place than it was a few years ago, thanks to revenue sharing among teams. It's a much more level playing field.
Now, I want you to say one more thing about the Rockies. The members of the Rockies have voted a share there of their playoff earnings to an interesting person. I want you to tell the story.
Yeah, that's Mike Coolball. He was a coach for a Rockies minor league team, the AA Tulsa Drillers of the Texas League. Earlier this summer, he was struck by a line drive off the bat of one of his own players, and he was killed. Now, Coolball apparently was the first person to be killed by a baseball during a pro game since 1920. He had spent 17 years in the minor leagues. He only played 44 games in the majors, none of them for the Rockies. There's a magnificent story by S.L. Price in Sports Illustrated a couple weeks ago chronicling Coolball's exemplary life and his tragic death. And what the Rockies did to vote him a playoff share, to vote his family a playoff share, was exceptional. It's one more reason to root for these guys to keep up their winning streak.
Okay, well, enjoy the games this weekend, Stefan.
You too, Robert. Thanks.
Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.